We find many people who can't understand. We are so happy and great. We crossed over Jordan to gain a skill and this feels like heaven to me. Hallelujah, this feels like heaven to me. Praise God, this feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this feels like heaven to me. So when we are happy, when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Some don't understand what we see. We're filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt, and this feels like heaven. Oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven. This feels like heaven. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this feels like heaven to me. We've heard of sweet music, that heavenly chord, hurry land over the sea, a soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord. And oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven. This feels like heaven. Thank you, Lord. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this feels like heaven. We've heard of sweet music, we've heard of sweet music, that heavenly chord, glory land over the sea, a soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord, and this feels like heaven. Oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven. This feels like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this feels like heaven to me. I'm on my way to glory land. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord. I'm on my way. Oh, salvation is, it's free, it's free. Why don't you come? Oh, salvation is free. Why don't you come? Oh, salvation is, it's free for you and me. Why don't you come? I'm on my way. Praise the Lord. I'm on my way. If you don't go, if you don't go, don't you hinder me. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord. I'm on my way.
Are you on your way? Oh my.
Amen. Glory.
Are you on your way?
Amen.
I think the dinner was too big. I think we need to sing a little. Since let's close our eyes. We want to just put ourselves before the Lord. If you do desire something before the Lord, why not raise up your hand? Hold your desire in your heart. The Word of God is still a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord, that salvation is free. And the invitation still there. Why don't you come? And Father, we're just so thankful that we've come. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blood. that washes away every sin, Lord. Thank you for your Spirit, Lord. Father, Lord, your power and your life and your goodness, Lord. Thank you that, Father, you're still visiting the souls of men and women and boys and girls. Thank you that the ark door is still open, Lord. Thank you there's still an invitation to come unto you. And Lord, upon this evening, we just want to pray for your special blessing upon the word, your anointing upon the minister, your blessing upon the song leader, your blessing, anointing upon the musicians. And Father, Lord, it's not going to help if your unction isn't upon us. So help every hearer, help every brother, help every sister, Lord, we pray. Oh, Father, we're just thinking of when the prophet would stand and take every spirit under his control for the glory of God, Lord. Father, we do that in this place upon this evening, Lord. We take every spirit under control for your glory, Father, Lord. Anything that is contrary to you, Father, we rebuke it at this time in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we refuse to allow any darkness in this place. Because, Lord, Father, Lord, you are the light of the world. So come and shine once again, we pray. Father, bless the service. Be glorified, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. That prayer is enough to deliver us. Let's sing that song, I've been delivered. Not I will be. I've been. Past tense. Amen. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. Yeah. One more time. I've been delivered. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered only by His grace. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. Oh, there is a big change, big change. Oh, I am so happy. I am so free. Out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, big change. There is a big change. Thank you, Lord. I am so happy. Oh, He took me out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, 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 big change. One more time. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered. Oh, thank you, Lord. Been praise the Lord. Oh yes, I've been delivered by His grace. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. Praise. There is a big change. I am so happy. I am so free. He took me out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, 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 big change in me. Amen. Let's sing one more song. We'll ask our sister to come sing for us. Hallelujah. You've been delivered. Do you know when you sing, like our brother was saying, if you create the right atmosphere beside you, the brother or sister beside you will catch that atmosphere. But if their atmosphere catches you, then we'll all be sleeping. So you create the right atmosphere. The food was good, but I use the food as energy to get into His presence. Glory, I believe we have a good service tonight. Let's sing that song. My sins were higher than the mountain. when the Lord do the actions higher than the mountain, lower, yeah, than the rivers, yeah, flowing like a river, yeah, and then deeper than the ocean. Do the actions, and you'll soon find it'll catch you. You'll be running around. Amen. I wish I could do like you, but I can't. But I believe my theophany is doing it behind you. My sins were higher, higher than the mountain when my Lord. Do you remember my sins were, they were higher than the mountain when my Lord. Now I'm singing glory, sing glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. Oh, the fire came. Oh, the fire. Singing glory, singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire. Oh, yeah, when my Lord. Oh, when you sanctified me, my sins, they were flowing. They were flowing like a river. Oh, yes. When my Lord, do you remember my sins were flowing like a, flowing like a river when my Lord. Now I'm singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. Oh, the fire, oh, the fire. Singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire, when my Lord sent. For my sins were deeper, my sins were deeper, deeper than the ocean when my Lord. Do you remember, brother, sister? Oh, my sins were deeper, deeper than the ocean when my Lord. Now I'm singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. Oh, the fire came. Oh, the fire. Singing glory, hallelujah, when fire, when my Lord sent. Give him a hand clap for sanctifying us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
What a celebration on that day. You know it can't be far away. Heaven's bridegroom has descended. The ransomed bride of God has sent. Heaven's bells will sweetly ring. Choirs of angels start to sing. Pick up your trumpet, Gabriel, and blow. Spotless bride, oh, what a glorious sight. Here come the chosen ones, here come the ransomed ones. Angels, step aside, for here comes the bride. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Some from every nation will be there. Wearing spotless robes so white and fair. And all the heavens will be told. The bride's marching down the streets of gold. Getting ready now, he calls. The very hour no one seems to know. Pick up your trumpet, Gabriel, and blow. Glorious sight. Here come the chosen ones. Here come the ransomed ones. Angels step aside. For here comes the bride. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'll just sing a short song for you. It's a good song. It's called Be Certain of God. I remember once, Sister Dash will remember the story when they were my soldiers, you know. So we said we wake up every morning, we listen to a message. And we woke up one morning. It's okay, Sister Dash. So Sister Dash said, I said, Satis, where's Sister Dash? He said, she's sleeping. So I said, okay, we'll go. We'll take the message to her bedside. So we went to her bedside, and she was like, hey, these guys are serious about it. Because we agreed certain days we listen to the message. And I had an inspiration. I spoke to Jesse the one night. I said, Jesse, the Lord gave me this song, but I don't have words for this song. And we listened the next day to Be Certain of God, and all the words just came. And I took, it was just copy-paste, and I put it, and there's just the prophet's words in the whole song. So it's called Be Certain of God. Can you join me in the chorus? So it goes. So living now in the end times, knowing Messiah is due to return. When the Son of Man comes, will he find righteousness on the earth? A day to God is 1,000 years to man, and he's so uncertain. We call to live by faith to avoid the oncoming storm. Be certain of God. Don't be discouraged in your heart. The Lord meets every prayer made by faith. Be certain of God. Even when he seems to be silent, that's when you really must be sure that he's God. Be certain of God. Meet God's requirement. He brings your faith to a showdown. Amen. In obedience to his commandment, your faith cannot be. Oh, your faith rests right there when you are certain that he is God. Hallelujah. God sure of his word. He's only waiting for you to have faith. Join me in the chorus. Ooh, don't be discouraged in your heart. The Lord meets every prayer made by faith. Be certain of God. Even when he seems to be silent, that's when you really must be sure that he is God. Be certain of God. Hebrew brothers were thrown into a furnace. They were certain God would raise them up in the resurrection. Oh, with the furnace 7 times hotter than before, the fourth man, the fire Christ was the victor. Ooh, hallelujah! Don't be discouraged in your heart. The Lord meets every prayer by faith. He's certain of all. Even when he seems to be silent, that's when you really must be sure that he's God. He's certain of all. Satan accused Job of being a secret sinner. Job confessed and laid an offering. He had no sin. Oh, take his camel, take his sheep, then his children. But God restored to Job 7 times what he had. Oh, don't be discouraged in your heart. The Lord meets every prayer made by faith. He's certain of God. Even when he seems to be silent, that's when you really must be sure that he's God. Brother, sister, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged in your heart. The Lord meets every prayer made by faith. Yeah, be certain of God. Even when he seems to be silent, that's when you really must be sure that he's God. Be certain of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song. Our brother quoted it a few times. How great is our God. Let's stand up. Let's clap. And then we slow down. We shake that devil down. Get him out of here. How great is our God. See, how great is our God. You sing with me, how great is our God. And oversee how great. How great is our God. How great is our loving, awesome God. How great is our God. You sing with me, how great is our God. And oversee how great. How great is our God. Amen. Oh, the splendor of the King. We love you, Lord, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps inside. Oh, my darkest child. It cannot hide and trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. Our great, he's our God. You sing with me, our great, he's our God. Oh, our great, he's our God. Age to age he stands. Hallelujah. Age to age he stands. Oh, time is dead. The beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. God in faith one. Oh, my Father, Spirit one. Oh, the lion and the lamb. Our way is our God. Sing with me how great he's our God. And oversee how great he's our God. Name above all names, name above all names. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, oh, my heart will sing how great. Worthy, our King is worthy. My heart will sing how great is our God. Oh, how great he's our God. Sing with me how great. He's our God, and oversee how great is our God. One more time, how great is our God, how great
sing with me, Yahweh. He's our God, and no one see Yahweh. Yahweh, He's our God. My boat of life, she sails in troubled sea.
Tell it to Him now.
Oh, whenever there's a wind in my sail, ooh, but I have a friend. He watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. Oh, I know. I know. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks.
My soul can be far from all our hearts.
Ooh,
then the unexpected storm,
it may drive me from the heights. It brings me low, but it never brings me down.
I know the Master.
Ooh,
I know the Master of the wind.
I know Jesus.
Let's lift up our hands.
I know
the Maker of the Maker of the rain. Oh,
He can calm a storm. And He makes the sun to shine again.
I know the Master of. I know the Master. Oh, yes.
I know the Master of the wind.
Do you know the Master?
Thank you,
tonight?
Lord.
Worship Him.
The maker of the storms, and he makes the sun to shine again.
I know the Master of the wind.
He can calm a storm, and he makes the sun to shine again.
I know the Master of the rain. Hallelujah. When this melody is being played, let's just bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to You this evening, Lord, and we know You are the Master of the wind, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You promised to us where two or three are gathered in Your name. You promised You will be there in our midst, Father. We want to invite You this evening, Lord. Break the bread of life again to us, Father. We are a needy people, Lord. You touched our lives, Father, in the previous services. But now there is another chance, Lord, to come into Your presence, Father. And Lord, You are the Master of the wind. And we know that when storms come our way, there is a Sun of Righteousness that always shining, Father. Lord, if there is anyone, Lord, that needs a special breakthrough, Lord, let it be this night, Father. Let it be this service, Lord. Move me out of the way, Father, and I thank You for all those that answered Your call, Father, yesterday and this morning, Lord. Let there be faith rising up in their hearts, Father, because faith comes by hearing of Your word, Lord. Lord, we love You, we desire You more in our lives, Father. Lord, forgive me of my shortcomings, Lord. Lord, we believe that You are here among us, Father. We can feel Your presence and we give You honor and praise. Take this service under Your control. Take all the lives under the control, Lord. And because we believe that You're the same yesterday, today and forever. And there is power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I know the master of the way. I know the maker of the rain. Don't you love him tonight? Oh, it can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of. Let's just make love to him. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Oh, yes, I know the master of. The way. Oh, I know the maker of the rain. For he can calm the storm and he makes the sun to shine again. I know. Hallelujah. Let's give him a clap offering. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, Father. We thank you for being merciful to us, Lord. We thank you for showing your grace once again to us. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? Don't you love his presence? Brothers and sisters, those are times that are precious to my heart. Is it precious to your heart? You know, you could be somewhere when you can have a headache. Or you could do some things and tomorrow you would wake up with a headache. But tonight you are in the presence of the King. You are in the presence of the one that can calm every storm of your life. He knows you exactly better than you do yourself. Maybe you don't see the solution, but he already knows the solution. Aren't you happy? That's the God we serve. You know, it's not a dead God. It's not an old man that is slumbering somewhere. He's interested in you. And he's always sending a word in a due season. I believe this morning it was a powerful word in a due season. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. I was blessed with in my life, in my heart. And may God bless Brother Cheslin. And we just love the Lord. Don't you love the Lord? It's such a sweet atmosphere here, you know, and I love it. I love it, you know, because we heard a preaching about the atmosphere this morning. Amen. And you know, something is going to happen when there is a right kind of an atmosphere. When you separate yourself from the unbeliefs, amen, and from the doubting thoughts and from darkness, and you came here, amen, you may be separated from your friends that you used to be with, amen. Maybe you could be somewhere in a soccer game or gambling game, but it happened you are here in this room, and it's for a purpose. Praise the Lord, because the master of the wind, he's still in action. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the master of the wind, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe this is a special services. Amen. These are special services. You know, when I was coming here to Ireland, I was praying, Lord, I need a touch from you. I need a fresh refilling of the Holy Spirit. I need you more in my life because the times are evil. Amen. It's Laodicea. Amen. Remember, Satan is real. He's ruining lives of young people, of the middle-aged people, of the older people. He's ruining marriages. Amen. He's ruining everything what he can because he's our enemy. But our God, he's a restorer. Hallelujah. He's a peace giver. He's a happiness giver. He's a victory giver. And he said, you receive it by faith. Freely. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the God we serve. Oh, hallelujah. I love him from the bottom of my heart. I love him from the bottom of my heart. When I was at the edge in my life, when I was 15 years old, and I thought I'm going to go crazy because he was the world pulling me, and here were my parents telling me about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I knew that what my father is telling me is the truth. In my heart, I knew I just could not live the life. I just could not live the life. And I came to such a stage. I could not sleep in the night. I got nervous. And I remember one Tuesday night, I kneeled by my bed. I was in such a stage. I said, Lord, I want to serve you 100%. Or I don't want to serve you at all. But I cannot be in between. Brothers and sisters, on a Thursday night, there was just a local prayer service. When I walk into that room, I sit in the very back. Because I wasn't interested much. But the brother who stood behind the pulpit, I thought he had a vision about my life, because all that he spoke was to me. It was to me. It was like the Lord gave him a vision about what I needed. I couldn't wait till the end of that service. I went forward. I said, "You preach to me, brother. I want to give my heart to the Lord." And when I did, brothers and sisters, he did a change in my life. It wasn't maybe like this. But there was something anchored, and I started to follow. And one thing fell off after the other. Amen. Sometimes we wonder, how can God deliver us? Just surrender to Him. Receive Him, and you will see. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't you love Him? I'm happy to be here. And can we move that table a little bit to the center, brother? Is it okay? Because I want to show something, and it will be more visible here. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the young people. I love the young people because I feel young with you. And thank you for receiving me so well. Amen. And I trust the Lord will bless us. Do you believe the Lord will bless us? Amen. Pull on the word. Amen. Amen. I believe there is a reason why, you know, God placed the thirst in your life. Amen. That's what we heard yesterday. And you know, he created a right kind of an atmosphere. Amen. And when in a right kind of an atmosphere, the life is born in a right kind of an atmosphere. Amen. So today I just have on my heart to let's go a little bit further. And because the walk with the Lord, it's not just one time experience. You step from glory to glory. Amen. Amen. So let's open James, if you would. James chapter 1. I would like to preach on acting on the word. Act on the word. And I believe that's what we are called to. Amen. We're not just called to be a message believers. We're not here just to be called Christians. We are here to act upon the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because that's what we are called for. And James is saying such a wonderful words here. And let it be a blessing. James chapter 1 from verse 22. James chapter 1 is right after Hebrews chapter 1 verse 22. Praise the Lord. But be you doers of the word and not the hearers only, deceiving your own selves. How many of you has a desire to be a doer of God's word? Can I see your hands? Lift it up as a testimony. May God bless you. May God bless your sincerity. And James is saying, be you doers of God's word. So there will be a people, there will not be a doers, there will be just listeners or hearers of the word. But there is a group of people that will be doers. So he continues on. He said, for if any be a hearer of God's word, of the word, and not a doer, now he is describing this man. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So he just looketh into the word, you know, just quickly, on Sunday, just one service, and he goes his ways. He just goes back to his old life. He said, that's the hearer of the word. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I love those words that James is saying. Don't you love the Bible? The Bible is written in such a way that you know, the intellectual people, they cannot really grasp the mystery of God or who God is. But you know, God didn't tell us that we have to learn everything and memorize everything. It's a good thing that we do. Amen. We try to do that, but it takes more than that. Amen. Because you can memorize things in your head, but the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can you say amen? So we need to have faith in order to please God. And what is faith? Faith is the revelation. So a revelation comes to your heart. You know, here in your head, you can know this quote, and you can know this verse, and you can know this information, and you can know this information. But until that information becomes a revelation in your heart, it's still just an information, and it's powerless. Amen. It's powerless. You try to do that, but you do it out of your own strength. But when it drops from your head to your heart, young people, you know, sometimes that's the longest way. It's the longer than my flight from Poland to Dublin. Yeah, it's only half meter. But you know, it takes God. It takes surrendering to God and saying, Lord, here am I. I tried so many times, but I believe that you can take this word and reveal it in my heart. Is that your desire? And when you pray such a prayer, God takes it from your head, that information, and it drops in your heart, and it becomes a revelation. Hallelujah. And you know, that's what Satan is afraid of. Because once the word becomes a revelation in your heart, you become invisible army. Praise the Lord. You are victorious then. Amen. Because we live by revelation. Satan cannot have a revelation. He only can memorize. He, you know, he knows the Bible better than you do. He knows all the message books better than you do. He can quote you better than you do. Brothers and sisters, but we have a privilege. If you give your heart to the Lord, you have a source, a hidden source, because Jesus Christ is the giver of the revelation. It's not the pastor, although we respect him. Amen. It's not the preacher, although you respect him. Amen. It's not a song leader. It's not your father. It's not your mother. It's a God himself. He is the giver of the revelation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So James is saying there will be some people, you know, they will come and they will be just hearers. You know, Satan, he knows one thing. If you stay long enough under the influence of the word, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like camps like this. He likes one-day camps. He doesn't like five-day camps. You know, because one day he can handle, but 5 days, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Aren't you happy for that? That we can be gathered here for 5 days. And maybe in the first day you felt tired and why I am here. But actually during the services and during the time, you started to feel better. The Lord touched you. How many of you were touched by the Lord in those services? God has done something for you. May God bless you. You know, maybe a little, something little happened in your heart and you know it was God. Because God spoke directly to your heart through Brother Cheslin or through Brother Andrew or even in the morning when Brother Clayton or Brother Wilmore were giving a little exhortation. God can use anybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Satan hates meetings like this. But the Lord loves it. Because Lord, the Lord himself, he wants to reveal himself, more of himself to you. He wants to help you. He wants to deliver you. He wants you to be the doer of God's word. That's why, you know, it was with me all this time. And I want to preach to you on acting on the word. Or be a doer of God's word. Is that your desire? To be a doer of God's word? But I believe there are some very good instructions in God's word. Who is the doer of God's word? Or how I can become a doer of God's word? What is the mystery behind it? You know, because people always, you know, they had a question, how I can get closer to God? What I can do to please the Lord more? But if there is a biblical question, there is a biblical answer. Hallelujah. We don't search an answer somewhere, you know, out of the blue, in a radio, in a TV or somewhere. No, we go back to the word. And if there is a question, the word has an answer. Any question, the word will answer. Hallelujah. Because our God is Almighty God. He knows exactly that we will be here. That we will have those services. And you know, Satan is trembling. Amen. I believe he received a big knockout today. Do you believe that? Yeah. You know, when Brother Chastin was sending a bomb after bomb this morning, spiritually speaking, yeah. I believe Satan, he wanted to get up, but he could not. Yeah. And by the grace of God, I said, Satan, I will give you a hard time tonight too. Yeah. Because we are not here to play the church. Yeah. We are here to knock the devil off out of our lives. Amen. Yeah. Because we are children of God. Hallelujah. You are sons and daughters of the living God. Don't live below your privileges. Yeah. There is a life. Hallelujah. There is a life that you can live. Hallelujah. And not by your own strength, but someone gave his life 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. I have a quote for you. I don't know if we can put it up. It's maybe turned off, right? But there is a wonderful quote I want to read to you from the message, Souls That Are in Prison. Amen. Oh, thank you for the water. Amen. Do you feel good? Amen. Amen. I feel good. It's such a sweet atmosphere here. You're wonderful people. You're the cream of Ireland. Hallelujah. I don't want to be with anybody else. I respect all the governments and prime ministers and kings and I don't know who else. But, you know, I want to be with you. Amen. I want to have fellowship with you. Amen. Amen. We are royal people. Amen. We are royal seed of Abraham. Amen. By believing on Jesus Christ, spiritually, we become his seed. Amen. And brothers and sisters, Abraham was a victory man. Amen. Not by himself, but because he was Abram. And God connected part of his name with Abram, and he became Abraham. And the Ham made him the victorious man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And God is the same today. God is the same today. We are his children. Praise the Lord. So in the message, souls that are in prison, Brother Branham said, you know, I like that. So therefore, God has partnership with us. He partnership. You know what it means, partnership? It means that he has something in common with you and me. You know, partners, they share the same house. Amen. If this is a husband and wife, they share everything what they have together. Amen. They live together. They are, you know, during the day they are together. During the night they are together. They are partners. Amen. They are committed to each other. They partnership, you know. And maybe that sister, when she came in partnership with Brother Wilmer, amen. Brother Wilmer, God bless you. Sorry, I will use your example. But I don't know. It may not be the truth. But maybe the sister was coming from a poorer family. And Brother Wilmer had, you know, I don't know how many pounds in the bank account. Let's say, but you know, by union, she became inheritor of what Brother Wilmore has. Because she partnershiped with him. Whatever Brother Wilmore has, it's the sisters also. She was not begging him, please, can I buy food? Was it like that, sister? No, when she married him, she said, my husband, I need some money because I want to buy some food. And Brother Wilmer, because he loved her, he gladly took out his wallet. He said, here it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's the same. This is a natural thing. But the natural type, spiritual. Our Heavenly Father, he paid a price for you and me. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's what the Bible says. There is no, we had no chance from the beginning. But the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. The Almighty God, already before the foundation of the world, he had a plan. He knew that sin will come. He knew that you will be locked in the prison of this flesh. Amen. And you will have the battles inside of yourself. But he said, I will make the way to a perfect life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's the way. 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, he said, it is finished. It is finished. Brothers and sisters, it's the finished work. He partnershiped with you. The holy blood, the blood of the God himself, amen, was shed. It was not just a man. It was God veiled in flesh. And he paid a price for you and me. And when you receive that blood in your life, when you surrender yourself and the blood of Jesus Christ washes you, brothers and sisters, these sins are no more. Can you say amen? You know, by washing you with his blood, Brother Branham said, what it means, the washing of the blood, it means loosed you, made you free. Aren't you happy for the freedom? How many of you experience that you are bound with something and the Lord has set you free? Praise the Lord. And the same God is today. And there is a power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is still power in the blood. Because he partnershiped with us. with the human race, with someone that was weak. As brother, I love that what brother Cheslin said, you know, we are weak, but he's strong. We go through weaknesses and we cannot overcome, but he's our victory. And then all the glory goes to him. Amen. To him, amen? Amen? Not to us, because we cannot do it, but he already done it. Hallelujah. He cannot do anything more for you. He already done everything. I just want you to keep it in your mind and let it settle in your heart. 2,000 years ago, he won every victory for you. Can you say amen? Amen. All the sicknesses, they were healed by his blood. Amen. Amen. By his stripes, we are healed. Praise the Lord. He broke every demon power 2,000 years ago. The devil received a big knockout and he lost all his teeth. Today he's only coming and he's trying to tell you, I will destroy you. He cannot. I'm sorry that I... But that's how it is, amen? He's powerless. When you recognize who you are, you that came forward for a prayer yesterday and today, you gave your heart to the Lord. Now it's time for you to act on the word. It's not just I gave my heart, but now go on, continue. Let not the devil come to your life and rob you of your privileges. But remember, you became a son or a daughter of the living God. And maybe Satan comes to you and says, hey, you only have 10 years. Maybe you are only 12. Maybe you are only 15. Wait a little longer. No, we are here to say, don't wait a little longer. You can possess your victory now. Hallelujah. By acting on the word. Because you recognize who you are. That you don't belong to Satan, but something in your heart tells you, I belong to God. Hallelujah. But Lord, I don't know how to serve you. I don't know all the informations. You don't have to, but follow the light. Amen. So James is saying, there will be doers of God's word. Let's just finish that quote, because I love it. So therefore he partnershiped, you see, and taken this man, earthly, he united something. He partnershiped with someone. And this eternal spirit, he took something that was earthly, something that was weak, something that was constantly doing mistakes. He took that earthly. How many of you can identify with that? He took someone that was full of problems. He took someone that was full of guilt and filth and filthy life and things. And this eternal spirit, which is God, amen, which is Logos, which is Elohim, the existing one that was existing before the world began, and put it together. No one could have done that, only the God himself. You could not do that. The preacher could not do that. But God has made a way for us to come back to fellowship with him. Praise the Lord. And put it together, because God reflected himself back in that. Amen. That he became a man when he became Christ Jesus. And he was God. See, God was in Christ, lived in him, reconciling the world to himself. And now listen. Because so many times we feel unperfect. How many of you experience that? You feel like you are, you know, you're ashamed of yourself. I try to do good and the evil is sticking to me. You are like Apostle Paul, don't you know? Sometimes we think Apostle Paul was a superman. No, he was a man like you and me. And he expressed it in the letters. Because he said, I tried to do good, but the evil is sticking to me. Because we are still living in the sinful body. That's why this body needs to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. It needs to be redeemed. But while you are living in that body, your inner man. Hallelujah. Your inner man. There can be a change in your heart. And you can be another person in your heart. Amen. It's not the flesh ruling over you, but it's you there from your heart ruling over your flesh. Amen. You say, I command my feet to praise the Lord. Do you know that song? Yes, sir. We will sing it at the end. And through that perfect man, through the Lord Jesus Christ, each one of us imperfect. How many of imperfect people we have here? Can I see your hands? Praise the Lord. There is a quote for you. There is a word of God for you. And each one of us imperfect that believe in God. We are here to increase your faith so that you will believe in God. It's not a fairy tale story. It's the word of God. Praise the Lord. That believe in God and has accepted that. somebody of you came forward and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, remember, that's a quote for you. You becomes the perfection of Him. So we imperfect ones, Brother Greg, we imperfect ones, by union with Him, by believing on Him, by receiving Him in our hearts, we become the perfection of Him. Whatever He won for us on the cross of Calvary, it's yours tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can possess joy that God can give you. You can have a peace that God can give you. Amen. You can be victorious like He is the victorious. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that.
Yes, sir. I believe it too.
Do you love that quote?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I love it.
Amen.
Thank you, sisters. So James is saying, you know, there will be hearers of God's word. They will just come. They will just pop up for, you know, one service. And it's good. But, you know, if you just pop up and go away, you know, it does nothing. Maybe it comes here and comes out here. But we need, you know, I believe we have a desire to be a doers of God's word. How many of you have a mirror in your heart, in your home? Mirror. Praise the Lord. Surface too. Do you have a mirror? When you wake up in the morning, I'm going to prove to you that the mirror has a ministry. And it's ministering in silence. And you are surrendering to that ministry unconsciously. Every morning you wake up. And you go to the bathroom and you see yourself in the mirror. It doesn't matter of your status. If you are a prime minister, or you are a king, or you are just a normal man, or you are a beggar on the street. If you come there and maybe, you know, you have something like this and your hairs are, you know, all tore up. And you come and when you look into the mirror, unconsciously you start to, you know, check yourself before you go to the work, Brother George, right? You are looking in the mirror, you know, and you put your tie on and look at Brother George, how nicely he looks now, because he looked in the mirror, amen? He was standing in the front of the mirror and the mirror was ministering to him, amen? He was surrendering to the ministry of the mirror. Hallelujah! You know, and James is saying, when you come and look into the Word of God, because the Word of God is the perfect mirror. Can you say amen? We have a natural mirror, but that's the spiritual mirror. It's the Word of God. We are supposed to look there to the spiritual mirror. And it will bring some actions in our lives. Hallelujah. You know, the sisters, they come. Maybe they have, you know, they have longer hair. So they spend before the mirror a longer time. You know, they don't come to the service, you know, like this, and the brothers look, the pastor looks, you know, he prays because Lord have mercy. No, they surrendered to the ministry of the mirror. And the mirror is just there, but it's ministering in silence. But it's such a powerful ministry that you start to check yourself. You start to put on the tie, you comb your hair, you put on a smile. And when you find that you have a piece of egg here after a breakfast, you put it down. And maybe you, brothers, you are repairing your car and you come and you have oil everywhere. He said, my goodness, but where there is a mirror, there is also a water present. Usually where there is a mirror, there is a water present. And there is a bleach. Hallelujah. There is a bleach that you can put on the filthy places and you can wash yourself. Amen. And something that was marred, something that was dirty, then you stay long enough before the mirror. Amen. And that's what James is saying. Be you doers of God's word. Don't just pop up and see, oh, I look bad, and you go away. No, stay there. If you want the mirror to minister to you, act upon it and stay there. Praise the Lord. And remember, James is saying, look how God is wonderful. Because he said, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. You know, I just love the Lord and I love His word. Because some theologians, they would say, is it a law or liberty? How can a law and liberty be put together? But James put it together. the smart people, intellectual people, they'll say, no, it must be the law or a liberty. How can a law and a liberty be together? Law is binding you. Liberty is freedom. Amen? But in the time we're living in, it's the revelation of the fullness of the book. Amen? This is the last age. We received the last prophet. Amen? And he was confirmed with the pillar of fire. And the book is revealed to us. And you know, God can put it together. Because the Paul is revealing it. I can do whatever I want. Didn't he said that? The Lord Jesus Christ set me free. I am a free man. I can do whatever I want. But there is a certain law. When you give yourself to God, there is a law of love of God. Law of the grace of God. It will not allow you to do things that are not pleasing to God. Because you love Him so much that you surrender yourself. And you said, Lord, I am free. That's why I don't want to do that. Because I love you too much. I want to put this thing away and put this thing away. I want to stay long enough before the mirror. Praise the Lord. Don't you want the mirror of God's word to minister to you? There is a mystery that James is revealing here. And I want you to catch it. Because said, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God. We can all agree. Amen. And continues therein. That's the mystery. Some people say, how can I have a victorious life? How can I have more faith? How can I have more peace? How can I have more of this? How can I have a moral revelation? That's the key. When you come to the Word of God, when you come before God's mirror, continue therein. Stay long enough. Amen. Don't run away when some thoughts will come and they will start, the Satan will tell you, that's not for you. And maybe this guy from Czech Republic doesn't like you because he doesn't maybe like me because he didn't shake my hand after the service. No, I love you all. It's just the devil. Amen. You catch what I want to say. Amen. Stay long enough. Even if you don't understand, look, keep looking. Keep looking. Such a man, amen. James said, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be blessed? How many of you wants to be blessed? I believe we are here to be a doers of God's word. Let's open. I want to nail it down with the scriptures. I love the Bible. Don't you love the Bible? Hallelujah. I want to cut the head off of the devil.
Please do that.
The first epistle of John. 1 John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Remember, we're talking about acting on the word. You know what the brother Branham said? When you don't feel like going to church, it's the time to go to church. How many of you read it? When you don't feel like saying amen, it's the time to say amen. When you don't feel like reading the Bible, take the Bible and read it. There is a special blessing waiting for you. Because you become a doer of God's word. You give Him preeminence. You keep looking into that mirror. And this mirror will minister to you. Like the natural mirror. Amen. When you stay long enough. And there is a bleach and there is a water. Hallelujah. And we have a perfect word, perfect interpretation of God's word. Amen. In our day we're living in. That's the word of God. And there is a blood of Jesus Christ, which is a bleach. And the waters of the word to wash us and separate us from all sin. Aren't you happy for that? We have all of this. You just keep looking and washing yourself. And when you take this bleach and wash it, all the guilt away and all the filth away, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you look into the same mirror and you said, I didn't know I looked that good. I hope you catch the spiritual thought of it. Amen. When you look into the perfect word of God, you can see I was imperfect, but someone perfect took my place. He took my place and he imparted and partnershiped with me. And now I can be perfect. Hallelujah. You can say devil. You can say whatever you want. But I am a daughter of God. I'm going to worship my Lord. I'm going to dress like a lady should dress. I'm going to talk like the lady should talk. I'm going to read the things that the lady should read. Amen. I will put all the fashions away. Hallelujah. And the brothers, I will just keep looking into God's mirror. Hallelujah. I want to be like a real brother. Praise the Lord. Amen. You still love me?
Amen.
1 John chapter 1 from verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If someone say, you know, I have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but He's constantly walking in darkness, brother and sister, something is wrong. He's just a hearer of God's word, but he didn't stay long enough under the influence of the God's mirror. He needs to catch the mystery of what James is saying. Continue looking. Keep looking. Amen. There's a blessing coming. Because we are doers of God's word. We keep looking. It's the third day that we are looking in this camp into the perfect law of liberty. Hallelujah! And Satan is angry because someone is here that the mirror of God's word is ministering already to you. Hallelujah! Because your life is being changed. Amen! Your mood has been changed. Amen! Praise the Lord. Satan hates it. Can you imagine? Tomorrow will be a fourth day. It will be a more victory. Amen! The fourth man in the fire. The number of deliverance. Hallelujah. It's good what God has done yesterday. Amen. It's good what God has done this morning. But today we have another chance. And tomorrow it will be a better. Amen. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light. Can you say amen? So John is saying, you know, can I borrow this? Sorry. John is not saying, sit in the light. Oh, I'm a Laodicean believer. Today everything is easy. Ah, I'm so happy I live in a rich age. Hallelujah. You know, we'll just sit in the light. It's good, you know, to sit in the light. You know, but John is revealing the mystery. Walk in the light. So it means that the light is constantly moving forward. It's not standing in one place. It's moving. There is a move going. There is an action going on. And that's why he said, walk in the light. Because the light is moving forward. And you walk in the light. And he is where?
In the light. In the light.
Amen. So when you walk in the light, Jesus is in you, in the light, together with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you want to have fellowship with him, walk in the light.
Amen.
And the word of God is the lamp unto our
Hallelujah.
Feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So John is saying, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, now he said, we have fellowship one with another. You recognize another members of God's body. Hallelujah. There are some of you that I met for the first time in my life, but I have a feeling like I met, like I knew you 1,000 years.
Amen.
Don't you have the same feeling? Praise the Lord. I met Brother Clayton and I didn't met him before, you know, and the different the sisters there and the brothers, young brothers here. We have fellowship. Why? Because we walk in the light and he is in the light and we have fellowship together. And one more thing is happening. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So when we walk in the light, the mystery happens. Your sins are being cleansed because you have fellowship with the eternal life. One, amen. You walk in the light. And when you walk in the light, darkness cannot overcome. Do you know why in this room is no darkness now when it's getting dark outside? Do you know why? Because we have lights here. Amen. It's very simple. The light is more powerful than darkness. We just needed someone, Brother Wilmore, to turn on the light. And when he turned on the light, the darkness disappears. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he paid the price 2,000 years ago. And he turned on the light. Praise the Lord. And through the ages, the truth of the Bible was forgotten and went down, you know, and was twisted by man's ideas. But in the days of the voice of the seventh messenger, you know, someone will come in the spirit of Elijah to restore our faith of the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers. That's what happened today. Brothers and sisters, this ministry was confirmed by the pillar of fire. And sometimes people say, what is the pillar of fire? What is this cloud all about? You read your Bible. The pillar of fire is in the Bible. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? The cloud is in the Bible. Amen. Amen. You know, the children of Israel, they were led during the day with the cloud. And in the night, pillar of fire. So it's nothing, you know, strange. It's the fulfillment of the scripture. Praise the Lord. When there was no rain in the land, what happens? You know, Elijah was sending his servant, go and look, what do you see? Nothing. He went seven times. After the seventh time, he said, I see a little cloud. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! But Elijah was the prophet, amen? And when the servant told him, I see a little bitty cloud, he knew, I hear the rushing wind and a lot of rain. A lot of rain is coming. And they said, scratch their heads. What? It's just a little cloud. Hallelujah. And our prophet, he was took up into the constellation of seven angels. And they took a picture of a little cloud. Amen. Amen. And they thought it's just a cloud. But it was something more than that. It's just a sign that God has revealed something in this hour. Amen. So that you can be acting on the word. So that you can be a doer of God's word. Amen. You can walk in the light. Hallelujah. Forgive me my excitement. I'm just... Someone told me back home that I was born in Africa. I don't know. Praise the Lord. You're a wonderful group of people. Brother Andrew, I love to come to Dublin. Praise the Lord. Isn't God wonderful? How many of you wants to be a doer of God's word? I want to take you with me for a journey.
Yes, sir.
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12. Amen. I like dramas. I like, you know, stories from the Bible. Amen. For me, it's not only the stories. Those stories carry the mystery in itself. Amen. The mystery of God is locked there, sealed there. But by the message of the hour, this book became a new book. Amen. Not that it was rewritten. It's still the same book. But our eyes were opened. And we can see the message of the hour from Genesis to Revelation. You can see the seventh seal from Genesis to Revelation. You can see the third pool from Genesis to Revelation. And it's very simple. Amen. Do you believe God's word is simple? You know, when Brother Branham talks about the third pool, he said, do you know what? You know what is the third pool? It's like fishing. Hey, he's talking about, you know, some people say, wow, third pool. But it's so simple. It's a big subject. It contains a lot, but it's revealed in a simple way. It's like fishing. Amen. When a fish comes and, you know, it looks at the bait, you know, there is a bait on the hook, you know, a shrimp or, I don't know. Worm, you know, and the fish comes and what? It looks it's protein, you know. I like this. It's yummy, you know. So takes a bite, you know. But a real fisherman, he doesn't, you know, take the rod immediately or pull the line. He waits first pull, you know. The fish tastes the bait. So good. Oh, is the, you know, the presence of God and clapping and you know, signs and wonders. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
We all want it, amen. It's pleasing to look upon and to experience that. And we believe it. Can you say amen? And then the second pool, you know, and the fish eats a little bit more of this bait, you know. But then the fish decides, you know, oh, it's so good. I'm going to swallow it all. Whatever it is, I'm going to swallow this word. And when she swallows the hook, something happens. You know, you that are catching the fish, what happens? The real fisherman, when the fish really swallows the hook, he pulls the line. He pulls the line, and now he's at rest. The fisherman just rolling back. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy, our Heavenly Father?
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, he throwed his rod. to our age. Hallelujah. He predestinated you to eternal life. Hallelujah. That's why you could receive the message of the hour, because you have been chosen. That's what Apostle Paul is saying. That we were justified, we were chosen, we were predestinated, we were already glorified. Amen. He saw us. And he's pulling his line back. And we have our ideas. We want to go there and we want to go there. But there is someone. Greater is he that is in me. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Did you experience that? You want to go your way and he lets you go a little bit, but then he pulls you in. And he tells you, you see, my son, there was nothing in there, only a headache. Only a headache. You know, you marred your life, but I will give you a perfect rest. And he pulls this line, and one of these days, he will pull you in on the other side. And he promised, I will give you a new body.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because we have a promise, when this tent will be dissolved, we have another one waiting. We have another tent. Hallelujah. I just have on my heart to encourage you. You are a doers of God's word. Be doers of God's word. Don't be just the hearers, but act upon the word. We are here to do something. Come on. Don't just live in a defeated stage. If God did something in your heart and you feel it's God's moving, do something about it. Water it. Amen. Acts chapter 12. You know, one day, Peter was put in prison by Herod. And Peter was a real believer. How many of you believe that Peter is a real believer? He's a type of you and me. And Herod was the enemy, and he caught Peter because of what he believed and put him in prison. So Peter is in prison now. And verse 3. And because he saw it pleased Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. You know, Herod was maybe not having a revelation, but it astonished me. You know how many soldiers were keeping or watching over Peter? 16. Four quaternions. 4 by 4, it's 16. You know, I want you to know, Peter was just a simple believer. Peter was like you. And you know, Satan, which was Herod, he wanted to catch him and put him in prison. But you know, it shows what a quality Peter had. That Satan put 16 soldiers around him to guard one human, poor human being. Because he knew there is something special about these message believers. They are some kind of a strange people. They believe in the prophet. They believe in the pillar of fire. They believe in the truth of the Bible. They are baptized in a true baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe in the move of the Holy Spirit. They dress modestly. They look like real ladies and brothers. They are strange people. So Satan, you know, he put 16 soldiers, and Peter said, my goodness, I really feel like celebrity, you know, 16 soldiers. But it showed how enemy is afraid of you. Because he knew if you recognize who you are, all the enemy's power will be broken. Hallelujah. Remember, we're talking about acting upon the word. So he put him in prison, and he put 16 soldiers, and two of the soldiers were laying on each side of Peter in his cell, and they put a chain on a hand of a Peter and on a hand of a soldier next to him. So he was chained. He was locked in prison. He was in darkness, but he was a predestinated seed. Hallelujah! Aren't you happy for that? You know, I'm going to prove to you that this story speaks about our day. Can you say amen? This story is speaking about the message of the hour. The message of the hour we can see in that story. Because every one of us was born in prison. Your flesh is a prison. Amen. You were chained. Didn't know who you are. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Amen. And when we became here on earth, You know, you don't have to be learning child to lie. It lies. You know, we have good children. Amen. Understand me right. But there is in this flesh is the serpent seed. The serpent seed is connected with this flesh. Amen. So there is lies and lust and everything lays in this flesh. That's why we need to keep this flesh under subjection. Praise the Lord. Verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But now, when one member of the body is suffering, what are doing the other members? But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. You know, you have one song that I didn't know, but I just loved it. You were singing this morning, we are not leaving the little ones behind. We are not leaving our wives behind. We are not leaving our brothers behind. We are not leaving our sisters behind. We are family of God. This message came to reveal to us our true family. I didn't know I have a family, you know, in Ireland. I didn't know I have a family in Zimbabwe or wherever you're from. Or in India, or in Malaysia. Amen. But we are family of God. But God sent the message. Amen. He sent the prophet. He sent the light to your prison. To wake you. And said, wake Jesse. Hallelujah. And Jesse thought. Where do you come from, Jesse? Nigeria. Jesse thought, I am a Nigerian. I was born in Nigeria. I know everything about Nigeria. But the Lord started to reveal, you don't come from Nigeria. You come from God. And you are going back to God. You are here to act upon the word. You are here to walk in the light. And my blood will cleanse you from all sins. I will give you power to overcome. Amen. That's the real gospel. Praise the Lord. Let it sing in our hearts. Our Heavenly Father is the Almighty God. He can break every chain. Even when today you are sitting here and you feel like the chains of the devil are on you still, there is a power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ to break every chain. Hallelujah. We are not leaving anyone behind. That's why when my children, they had a struggle, I was standing for them. We were praying for them. And I came to my pastor. I said, let us pray for my children. And there came a day when my daughter came to me and said, I want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we're not leaving anyone behind. We're praying for our brothers. We're praying for our children. Amen. That's what the first church was doing. Amen. Peter was in prison, but Peter wasn't alone. The church was praying. Hallelujah. Everyone has its part. So when someone is going through a valley, we are not looking down. Oh, poor creature. Oh, we are better than them. No, a real son of God, a real daughter of God, they will go on their knees and they say, oh, Lord, bless my brother. Deliver my brother. Give him more faith. Amen. That's what the message brought to us. Amen. That's what our life ought to be. Amen. Those are the doers of God's word. Amen. They are acting according to the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Forgive me, I'm not yelling at you. Amen. No, no, I'm just excited. And I'm yelling at the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to worship him. Because I am just a sinner saved by grace. Amen. You know, if you would know me, naturally speaking, I am not a strong person. I never was. Even in my mind, in my mental health, you know, I easily when I was a teenager, I was going through depressions. I really, you know, I was going through such a low things. I was constantly thinking, and it was bringing me down and down and down. That's why I understand people that go through the same problem. Because I knew how it is. And sometimes you cannot help yourself. But I am so happy that the church is still praying. Someone is still praying. And because they prayed, I stand here today. Praise the Lord. Someone was praying for Peter because Peter was in prison. They had no power to go and open the prison. But they were praying to someone that could open the prison. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. So I want you to see that his situation was not, good. He was chained. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Don't you love verse 7? Don't you love number 7? And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison. Brothers and sisters, Peter was not left alone. God knew where Peter is, and God knows where you are. He knows what you need. And when there is a due season, he comes to your prison. Aren't you happy for the message of the hour? The Revelation 10:7. In the days of the voice of the seven messengers, the mystery of God shall be finished. The light came to our prison. That's the message of the hour. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that? Peter was in prison. He was a soldier. There was a chain. He said, there is no way I can get out of this prison. But God had a way how to get him out of that prison. He sent the angel with the message. God knew how to get you out of this Laodicean prison. How to get you out of your, things that you were bound with. Amen. Maybe drugs, maybe alcohol, maybe pornography, maybe fashion, maybe something, you know, that you were battling with. But God had a way how to make you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy for that? The angel of the Lord came down. Hallelujah. And with the angel of the Lord, the light came into the prison. So it was dark there. Peter could not see anything. He said, it's dark here. I don't see the solution to my life. I don't see the doors. I don't see the exit. I don't see the way out. But the Lord knew. The angel of the Lord came. Amen. And the light shined in prison. The angel of the Lord came to your life. And the light shined in your life. And things started to happen. Because there can't be two. There must be either darkness or light. Because when light comes, devil, move away. Devil, move away. There was a man today that could turn on the light. Aren't you happy for that? The prophet of the hour came. It wasn't his message. It was the message from above. Can't you see the message of the hour in that story? Even the verses are the same. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord comes to the prison. Revelation 10:7, the messenger, the earthly angel comes with the message for the bride. Amen. Hallelujah. To let her out of the Laodicean prison. Amen. Because her place is not in Laodicea. Her place is to walk with her bridegroom. Amen and amen.
Amen.
It wasn't the end of the story. When the angel came and the light shined in the prison, Peter said, wow, wonderful, now I can see. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Wait a minute. Praise the Lord. Many people were blessed in the message. Amen. Many people rejoiced because of the prayer lines, because of the signs and wonders. But there was a message that came from that angel. What was the message? And he smote Peter on the side. we were so much in darkness and so much slumbering in Laodicea that the angel of the Lord came because you were chosen and he smote you. He said, Jesse, stand up. Jesse, come on. Jesse, arise quickly. Sorry, brother Jesse. You're just sitting too close to the pulpit, you know. When I preach in our church, the ones that sit in the first row, they knew what is coming. But brother Jesse loves me so much, he still sits in the front seat. Praise the Lord. But you catch the picture, amen? You catch the picture. The angel of the Lord came down with the message. Amen. To tell to the Peter. It wasn't the message to the prison guards. It wasn't the message for Herod. It was the message for the believer. Yeah.
for the believer that was chosen to be free, made free from the prison. And the message we received is the message from God to you to set you free from your prison. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He smote Peter on the side. So he awoke Peter because he was sleeping. This message has wakened the bride. It's the awakening of the bride. Arise and shine. Isaiah said, because thy light has come. He smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, one more time, Brother Jesse. Raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. Quickly, my brother. Amen. Don't put it off tomorrow. When you feel the Holy Spirit is moving, get a hold of it. Amen. Act upon the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And a miracle happened. People are looking for signs and wonders. Here is one of them. When the angel of the Lord spoke to the Peter and delivered him the message, and his chains fell off from his hands. The supernatural thing happened. When you listen to the message of the hour, when you continually looking to the perfect law of liberty, as we said in the beginning, amen, miracles will happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when you keep looking, the ministry, the mirror of God is ministering to you and is setting you free. Amen. It's setting you free. Satan put his chains upon you, but he cannot hold you no more because the angel of the Lord is here. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive the supernatural message. Amen. Amen. And he's setting you free. You know, Peter looked upon the chains. You know, those guys were sleeping. They didn't recognize what is happening. It was just for Peter. The Peter sees the angel. The Peter sees the light. Amen. And the chains fell off. Now he was free to worship the Lord. Before he was just singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Haya, 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 Haya. But now the message set him free. He said, no, I'm not going to sing like that. I'm not going to give anything more than, it's just enough I am here. But do something, be a doer of God's word. Amen. Keep on looking. Act upon God's word. Haya, haya. Haya, haya, haya. Haya, haya. Leave Jesus higher. Let's sing it. Haya, haya. Haya, haya, haya. Haya, haya. Leave Jesus higher. Lower, 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 lower. Lower, lower, lower. Lower, lower. Tramp Satan lower. Hallelujah. Because someone set you free. And now Peter could worship. And he said, oh Lord, I thank you. My hands are free. My legs are free. Hallelujah. But I want to ask you a question. Was Peter really free? Not yet. That's what sometimes people do a mistake. They said they experienced something. And praise the Lord, it was genuine. Amen. It was a real experience he had, but it was the beginning of his journey. And that's what I wanted to encourage you with, that God has a plan for your life. Amen. Amen. He is interested in you how he was interested in Peter. You know, the angel of the Lord didn't come just to his prison and said, Peter, your chains fell off. Now you are free. You can worship him. I'm going home. And Peter would stay in prison, locked in prison, and you know, he could maybe worship, you know, but he could not go out to the city. He would not go to the church that was praying. Amen. But there was a plan for him. Praise the Lord. That's why we need to keep looking. Keep coming to the meetings. Keep coming to the prayer meetings. Amen. When there is a service, go to the church. Because some prison's doors will be open maybe there. Amen. Verse 8. You know, now Peter was free. The message of the angel made him free. But there is a further revelation of the message. What is the time? Do we have more? 10 minutes more?
Brother?
Is it okay? I don't want to wear you out. But we just want to get Peter out of prison, okay? When we will get Peter out of prison, by the grace of God, I trust you will see yourself getting out of the prison also. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll leave it up to Brother Cheslin or whoever tomorrow. Verse 8, and the angel said unto him. So you know, aren't you happy for the message? You can pull out and Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The unveiling of God. The rapture. Hallelujah. Don't you love those message books? Amen. Victory day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself. And bind on thy sandals. And so he did. We're talking about acting upon the word. So the angel brought him the message. And Peter got free. He was raising his hands. He was praising the Lord. He was set free. But the angel of the Lord said, Hey. We are here to continue on. Keep looking. Amen. Keep looking. You're not fully free yet. It's the beginning. The shackles are free. The shackles fell off. But you are here to follow my message. Amen. Amen. Gird up thy loins. In other ways, I am taking you for a journey. From the earthly to heavenly. From the earthly home to heavenly home. From the doubts to faith. From the sorrow to happiness. Don't you want that journey? From something that maybe you are in depression and you said, I am unworthy. From the unworthy stage to the worthy stage. Praise the Lord. I want you to be on a journey today with me. Because that's exactly what the angel of the Lord, the message of the angel for Peter. Gird up thy loins. So you know, and the scripture said, so he did. He heard the message and faith comes by hearing of the word. It's very important what you hear. The message of the hour will produce the rapturing faith. Because that's exactly the word for this age. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. That's why it was the message for the hour of Peter. Gear up thy loins. Loins. Amen. And put on thy sandals. And so he did. So he put the sandals. He was obedient. He was a doer of God's word. He was acting upon the word. He was not just a hearer. He was not sitting in a prison and saying, oh, good message. Yeah. Don't you, any other message you want to tell you? And the angel of the Lord said, hey, give up your loins. Put on your sandals. Yeah. Amen. And sometimes we say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, but put on the sandals. Did you understand? Put on the sandals. You are leaving this place. We are leaving this earth. Hallelujah. We sing a song. This world is not my riches and laid out nowhere beyond the blue. The angels second me from by the golden sword. And I can feel at home in this world here below. We are in a journey, amen. And we heard an eagle scream. We heard the message of the hour that said, act upon the word. Stand up of your bed. Stand up of your old life. Amen. Let it go. Be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ to a new creation, to a new life. I will give a purpose in your life. I will make a way for you. Hallelujah. That's what he is doing today for every young believer. Amen. It's for you. Wherever you are, you might feel forgotten. You might feel that no one is interested in you. The angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is interested in you. He knows where you are. And he sent his light into the prison. Hallelujah. So Peter was ready. He put his sandals, he geared up his loins. And he was standing there. You know, he didn't understand everything. You think he understood everything? Here was a prison guard sleeping. Here was another one. The shackles fell off. He said, I don't know. The doors are closed of the prison. I don't know. I have no power in him. Maybe he tried before, you know, to put the doors away. You know, he called some deacons and they could not do that either. Sorry, it was just, you know, I am bringing it to our day. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee. And follow me. Amen. So the angel of the Lord cast garment over him. Jesse, we're going out of prison. And follow me. Follow me. Hey. Hallelujah. Follow me. That was the message of the angel. Was it complicated? No. The angel just said, follow me. And Peter had all kinds of questions in his mind. How the doors will be opened. How I will be free from this habit. How? Thank you, Brother Jesse. He's a wonderful brother. Let's give him a clap offer. The angels told him what to do. Follow me. It means that the angel of the Lord was in the front of him. So who was making a way? Peter or the angel? Angel! When you go in your life and you have things you cannot overcome, let the angel of the Lord go before you. And you just follow. Hallelujah. And every door will be open. Because look what the scripture said. And he went out and followed him, verse 9. And wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. It was so outstanding that Peter thought, I am in the vision. Sometimes it is so outstanding. Don't you love when God touches your life? You think you are like in a vision. But it's the truth. We are here. Amen. You are here for the purpose. Verse 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, you know, the prison guards, you know, 16 prison guards were standing there. You know, they were guarding one Peter. You know, but the Peter was passing by and they could not see him. Because the angel of the Lord blinded his eyes, their eyes. And the same can happen to you. The devil cannot hold you in a prison. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has set you free already. Amen and amen. And they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through on street or one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Brothers and sisters, when we are in trouble, when we need to get out of the prison and go through some gates that we cannot open, situations that you cannot overcome, the angel of the Lord is there. Amen. To lead you out to the city. Hallelujah. To somewhere where you can have fellowship, yes, with the church. Yes. Because the believers were praying in the city. Hallelujah! Aren't you happy for that? Yes. The believers were praying in the city. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are spiritual Jerusalem. Amen. We are the city of peace. That's where the bride is located. Amen. And when we are missing some of that number of the brother or sister, we are praying for them that they will come to the city. When you follow the angel, the gates will be open. Remember, Jesus Christ already won every battle for you. You don't have to fight yourself. Give it to the Lord. He will fight for you. Praise the Lord. And the church was praying, Lord, bless our brother Peter. He is in trouble. He is in chain. He is locked in prison. Lord, deliver him from the prison. And the Lord did. Just when I'm finishing, you know, last verse. And when Peter was come to himself. Doesn't it sound familiar? When a prodigal son came to himself. You know, all that was happening, it was so outstanding. He didn't know, is it real or is it a vision? But the angel of the Lord departed because he wanted Peter to realize it's real. I am working in your life. Look in your life. You were in prison. Now you are free. You are standing on the street. You have no chains. But you know, when Peter got out of the prison, you know what he did? He didn't say, I am free. Now I'm going to a restaurant. Now I'm going to enjoy the life in the city. Now I'm going to ball games. Now I will go to some, you know, gambling games. No. Where did he go?
To church.
He had a desire to fellowship with the believers of the same precious faith. Because he was another person. Amen. The light cannot have a fellowship with darkness. Amen. And he followed the angel long enough to learn that he must follow the principles of God's word. Amen. Amen. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. Yeah. You know, the brothers were praying, Lord, deliver Peter from prison. And there was a sister, Rhoda. You know, the brothers were praying, but someone is knocking. Someone is knocking. I'm going to see who is knocking. And as Peter knocked, verse 14, and when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness. You know, she asked, who is there? And Peter said, God bless you, sister. It's me, Peter. And they knew that Peter is in prison. The Herod put 16 soldiers, 16 demons were, you know, holding Peter locked. But the church is praying. There is a power in prayer. If there are some parents praying for your children, there is a power in prayer. If you have someone backslidden and is in the world, there is a power in the prayer. Your prayers will go. Amen. It will go like the angel of light and open the prison for your brother or for your sister. Hallelujah. She opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. She came to the brothers and she said, brothers, Peter is at the gate. And the brothers were praying, the Lord deliver Peter. I like the scriptures. Amen. We can learn so much from this story. Hallelujah. And they said unto her, sister, thou art mad. You're too excited. You're too extreme now. You know, we know where Peter is. We have a prayer here. You know, leave us alone. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Sisters, can you say amen? Amen? You have a ministry also. Amen. Do you love Sister Rhoda? Amen. When we will get on the other side, we said, Sister Rhoda, even the brothers did not catch it, but you catched it. You were in the right place in the right season. And you heard a voice and he said, that's Peter. And she believed it's a Peter. But she gave that message to the brother. And the brother said, no. It's too much supernatural, Rhoda. But the message is supernatural. The angel is supernatural. And he's the same yesterday, today and forever. Praise the Lord. You know, she was so much believing what she heard. She said, brothers, it's really Peter. So finally, one of the brothers said, he said, it was his angel. That's what the scripture said. Then they say, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. Can you imagine that? The Lord already delivered him. He's here. You know, he was trying to get in and he's knocking. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's how sometimes God can do things in such a way that it overwhelms us. And it's much more than we expect. Amen. Hallelujah. God has more blessing for you than you even expect. Amen. He has the things in store for you. Amen. He is supernatural God. Hallelujah. And when they had opened the doors and saw him, they were astonished. Peter. Now I believe it came to the brothers also. The message is the truth. There is a power in prayer. Amen. Now they were encouraged. Maybe they said, Lord, forgive our unbelief. But now, Peter, you are here. Oh, brother Jesse, praise the Lord. I love you, Peter. Amen. Peter came home. The angel of the Lord brought him there. That's what I had on my heart. Act on the word. Peter was acting on the word. He was following the angel. That was the action he was doing. The angel said, follow me. And the angel of the Lord opened the iron gate. The angel of the Lord set her free. He blinded the guard. Angel of the Lord was doing it. The same angel is with us today. It's Christ himself. Can you say amen? Just before closing, I want to give you a little example. Can I? Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I ask Brother Wilmer to give me the water? You know, many times, and I trust you will see yourself in this little example. You know, Satan is a very, very smart guy. He knows how to lock you in a prison, how to bind you. And he comes, you know, and he throws a pornography in your life. This is your life. Amen. Let this vessel be your life. And he throws it in there, and you see, and you got bound with some kind of a spirit or a pride or unbelief and lies and drugs and maybe alcohol or whatever it is, fashion, smartphones and addictions, you know, music stars and soccer games and all it comes to your life, and he fills your life with these filthy things, and your life is like this. Your life is like this, full of filthy things. And now you said, Lord, I don't want these things. Is that your desire? I don't want these things. And maybe you have a tendency to come and with your own strength, you know, to get one of these things out and throw it away. And it costs you so much pain and so much strength, amen? But when you throw it away, the devil comes next day and he puts it back. But I want to reveal to you a mystery. There is a fountain filled with blood flowing from Emmanuel's veins. And if you receive that flood, brother and sisters, when Jesus comes to your life, he is a water of life. He is that crimson flow, amen, flowing from Emmanuel's veins. You don't you worry about those things. Give it all to Jesus. Will you do that? When you give it all to Jesus, he will be coming to your life. Hallelujah. He will be filling up your life. Hallelujah. He will be filling up your life. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence. You come to the youth camp and you pour some more. When you go to a local church, you pour some more. And you know, I don't have enough water, but there is enough water in Christ Jesus to put it all away of your life. And you know, when this vessel is full of Christ, when Satan comes and he wants to get inside, he cannot, because you are already filled with something from above. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy for that? Let's stand to our feet. Let's worship him for a while. Hallelujah. Let's worship him for a while. Let the musician come. Don't you love the Lord? I just wanted to encourage you by this. There is a power in the name of Jesus. There is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You were set free from the prison.
Amen.
Can we sing that song? There is a fountain filled with blood.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. May God bless you, young people. Young sisters, may God bless you. God loves you from the bottom of his heart. He's interested in you, wherever you are. Young brothers, you are God's victory. Amen. When there is battles in your life, put more Christ in your life. And he will set you free. Like he set Peter. Amen. Those things will go away from your life. Satan will not be able to keep it there.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's
veins. Let's worship him. Let it become our confession to him.
Let sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all the guilty stains. My Lord, lose all the guilty stains. Lose all the guilty stains.
Friends, it's the reality.
dying rejoice to see the fountain.
Amen. Did you see that fountain today?
And may I go by as he wash my sins. Wash my
don't you want to raise up your hands?
My sins. Wash my sins away. Oh, and say.
Clap offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. Let's pray to Him. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord. We are lifting our voices. Let's talk to our Father. You pray in your own way. Wherever you are, talk to your Redeemer. If you have a need in your life, ask Him to come and loose you from the prison. Follow the angel. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you delivered your people. as the deer panteth for the waters. Tonight, he's passing by your place, he's touching your life, he's setting you free from your prison. The angel of the Lord will lead you out of your prison. You don't know the way, but he knows the way. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. Oh, Lord, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Panted for the waters, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Get a hold of him. Do you alone make my spirit live? Alone are my heart's desire. My friend, you're my friend, and you are my brother. He's your friend,
even though
you are a king is coming by your way. I love you more than any other, so much
You alone, Lord.
You alone.
You alone are my strength, my shield.
Receive this strength.
You alone made my spirit yield.
You alone are my heart's desire, and
I long
to worship you. Now from our hearts, I want you more. I want you
more than gold. More than gold or silver.
Is that your desire?
You
can satisfy. Can I see your hands? Oh, you alone are the real
joy
giver, and
ever
of my heart.
You alone,
oh, you alone are my strength in my. The angel is here. You my spirit, he's leading you out of your prison.
Whoa.
You alone are my heart's desire, and
I long
to worship you.
You alone,
yes. Oh, you alone are my strength. In my
my shame to you alone. Hey, my spirit.
Oh,
you alone are my heart.
Are my heart
desire.
Don't you love his presence? Let this melody play for a little bit. Let's just stay in that atmosphere. Just a little bit more. Isn't he wonderful to you? He's the joy giver. He's the victory giver. He's our Savior. He knows your life. I know he is here. He promised them. Take him to your heart. Don't leave this place without him. Don't leave this place without him. If you are heavy laden, lay this burden here at the feet of Jesus. Because this blood is still having a power to break every chain and to set you free. And the sweetness of the Spirit of God will come to your life. Amen. Victory will come to your life. Happiness will come to your life. A purpose will come to your life. Don't you love him? How many of you love him? Let's just lift up your hand. May God bless you. Testify it. Let it show to Satan, I love Jesus. You lost your battle, Satan. Maybe I am weak, but the angel of the Lord is strong. Amen. When my wife was pregnant with my daughter, when she was in the third month of the pregnancy, I received a call from the doctor after my wife got a checkup. And the doctor called me and he said, something is wrong with the baby. The baby is damaged. Every test that we run, it shows that there is it's a big chance that it's damaged. We recommend you to remove the child. So it really worked. It stressed my wife. When you hear something like that from the doctor, but I came to the doctor. I said, doctor, we are believers. We are Christians. The only giver of life is the God himself. We're not taking it away. But we believe that even when it is damaged, God can make it right. So there was a 6 months that my wife was going through a hard time. The Satan constantly came and he said, you see the results? Now you will have a crippled child. Now something will be wrong with the child. But I said, honey, there is a power in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, we leave it to the Lord, and he will make everything right. So I was there when my baby was born. And they took this and they ran all the tests. And they ran again the test. And they ran again the test. And then the doctor came. And he said, Mr. Mazur, your daughter is perfectly well. There is nothing wrong with your daughter. Our God is the Almighty God. She is 19 years old. She will get married next year. She's engaged. God is faithful, saints. Amen. He's a miracle God. But we just need to act upon the word, stand on the promise, and say, I'm not moving away. As for me and my house, we shall serve God. Hallelujah. I just love you. I hope you felt his presence.
Hallelujah.
It was so easy to preach to you. I delivered my heart. Now it's on your hands. Amen. When you go to your room, thank the Lord that he's with you. Amen. If you are battling with something, thank him that he touched your life and act upon the word. Let it not become one-time experience. Come back to church. Come back to church and have fellowship with the right kind of people. Hallelujah. It will bless them and it will bless you. Praise the Lord. Don't you love the Lord? Hallelujah. One last story. I have to tell it to you. The Holy Spirit. Maybe this is different night. But I believe there were some victories today. Did the Lord touch you? There was a farmer. And on the farmer had a donkey. On the farm. An old donkey. And on his farm there was a well. Very deep well. And there was no water in it. It was a dry well. And the donkey was wandering on the garden. And it happened that he fell down into the well. So the farmer comes and he said, how I'm going to lift this donkey up? He's so deep and I have no power. I have, I guess he said, you know, the donkey is old. I don't need him anymore. So I will just call my friends and we just will shovel dirt down and bury the poor donkey down there in the well. So when donkey, you know, realized what is happening, there is a meaning in that story, so just give me a time. You know, and they started to shovel the dirt and, you know, to bury him alive. So when the donkey recognized what they are trying to do, he cried horribly. You know, he said, my goodness, what is happening? But at a certain point, he quit crying. And he was silent and they were shoveling. And the farmer said, it's strange. He quit, you know, he quit hollering and quit, you know, ear, ear, ear. You know, he quit doing that and he looked and he was amazed. You know, the poor donkey that, you know, he was down there and he thought he's going to die. He caught the revelation. When the dirt was coming on his back, something told him, shake it off, stand upon it and you will be higher. So every time he did it, Amen. He was higher. And he was higher. And the more the devil wanted to cover you, the more higher you are until you come out of your problem. Praise the Lord. That's what you need to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said, I shake this devil off and I stand upon his neck. In the name of Jesus, I am going for my victory. I am going for my peace. Amen. I am going for my victory. The chains are loosed. Satan cannot keep you down. Hallelujah.
My feet to praise.
Oh, I pray.
My feet to praise the Lord. You've got to be praise the Lord.
I command my feet to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord.
Whoa,
feet, do you have feet?
You've got to
praise the Lord.
Whoa,
feet, you got to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord. Little bit higher, a little bit higher. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I commend my hands to praise the Lord. I commend my hands to praise the Lord. I commend my hands to praise the Lord.
Oh,
hands, you got to praise the Lord. Amen. Hands, you got to. We are going to see. I commend my feet to praise the Lord. I commend my feet to praise the Lord. Do you have your feet? I commend my feet to praise the Lord. I commend my feet to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord. Oh, feet, you got to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord. I commend my hands 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 to praise the Lord. Hands, you got to praise the Amen. Hands, you got to praise the Lord. Oh, hands, you got to praise the Lord. Hands, you got to praise the Lord. I commend my body. I commend my body to praise the Lord. 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 Body, you got to praise the Lord. Body, you got to praise the Lord. Body, you got to praise the Lord. Body,
you've got to praise.
I commend my tongue. I commend my tongue to praise the Lord. I commend my tongue to praise the Lord. I commend my tongue to praise the Lord. I commend my tongue
to praise the Lord. Tongue, you got to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tongue, you got to praise the Lord. Tongue, you got to praise the Lord. Oh, tongue, you got to praise.
I command my feet
to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
I command my feet to praise the Lord. Oh, feet, you got to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord.
Amen!
Feet, you got to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord. Hands, you got to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hands, you got to praise the Lord. Hands, you got to praise the Lord. Hands, you got to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I love you with the love of God.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Brother Andrew, God
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Amen.
You can't add to that. That was wonderful. Really, really wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Do appreciate it, brother. Acting on the word. You know, we'd been speaking at the table today, saying about the people who gave their hearts to the Lord, to get them together and to start to give them some instruction how they can go on with the Lord. And then I saw when the brother was preaching tonight, he really did it for us. It's exactly, you know, just to come and show, how do you overcome? How can you continue on? What does the Lord expect of you next? I mean, the Lord already has given His divine counsel, and may the Lord water it and quicken it, and may we be doers of the word. May we act upon His word. Let's ask Brother Dave to come and close for us in a word of prayer. Brother Dave, if you would come, please. And then if there's any announcements, Brother Will. Any announcements, brother? After that? Okay. Come, Brother Dave. Let's bow our heads, saints. It was a wonderful time. We thank the Lord for His goodness.
Bless you, saints. Most gracious Lord. Father, we're so thankful once again, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for this wonderful time, Lord, in your presence.
Amen.
Father God, we're so, Father, beyond what our words could say to express the joy that's within our souls, Lord.
Amen.
Father, because, Lord, through your faithfulness, you've given us much more than
Amen.
What we expected, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, you've shown us, Lord, through these meetings to this camp, that, Lord, we can't exhaust thee, Lord.
Amen.
Father, every time when we think we've hit a peak, oh, Father, you go higher and higher. And Lord, how we thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and mercies, Lord, in this expression. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our brother, for Lord, for him putting himself aside and allowing you to use him upon this day. Father, even upon this night, Lord. Father, Lord, God, Lord, just to stamp down, Lord, in our hearts, Lord, that Father, Lord, as we gaze into that mirror of the word, Lord, Father, how we ought not, Lord, just to look and settle at that, but Lord, indeed to follow thee, Lord. Father, Lord, to follow that angel, Lord. Father, to be doers of the word, Lord. Father, then rather than just hearers. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that even, Lord, at the end of the service, Father, as we worshiped you, we pray, Lord, that that was acceptable unto thee, Father. Lord, we worshiped you with everything, with our tongues, Lord, with our legs, with our hands, Father. Oh, Lord, because, Father, we love you so, Lord. Father, and we're praying, oh, God, Father, that you'd continue to bless us, Lord. Father, even now, Lord, how we desire just to go on and on. Father, Lord, God, and we look forward that there will be a time, Lord, where there's no time. Lord, where we'll dwell in eternity, Father, just to worship and to praise you. But, oh, Lord, even as we have to depart now, Lord, limited by our physical beings, Lord, and time, we ask of thee, Lord, be with us, Lord, even as your servant, Lord, said we should give thanks to you, Lord, in our rooms, Lord. Pray and thank you for your loving kindness and your mercies, your grace, oh God. Father, be with us in that. Be with us in the night watch, Lord. Father, in our dreams, Lord. Father Lord, may just our subconscious, Father, just pray back and praise, Lord, what we've received, Lord, through this day. Father, may your grace and mercy be upon this place. Father, Lord, even as we're looking forward, Lord, to meeting with thee tomorrow, be merciful to us. Watch over us, Father. Bless those that were online, Lord, as well. Father, even those that will watch it later, may the same anointing and blessing be upon them. Father, that their lives would be changed and they'd grow from glory unto glory. Father, we thank you once again. Be with us even now, Lord, as we depart from this place, Lord, to get some rest. Give us rest, Lord, for our physical bodies, amen, that we wake up fresh, Lord, tomorrow to worship and glorify you. Father, we're praying, Lord, even for the weather. Even as we design, Lord, we will have our meeting outside, amen, Lord, tomorrow. So, Lord, we look into you and thanking you for your, amen, loving kindness and grace for hearing us, Lord. Father, we thank you for everything which was said and done, the musicians, Lord. We pray you bless them, Lord, Father. Please, Lord, even the ones controlling the, Lord, all the different instruments, bless them, Father, for their faithfulness, Lord, that we be able to, Lord, just enjoy, Lord, what you've given to us this day. Bless them, Lord. Restore unto them virtue, Lord, as we give thanks to you in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Brother Will, anything, brother? God bless you, brother.
God bless you, saints. What a wonderful time we have had tonight.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to more and more tomorrow. Just a little bit of housekeeping. When we are eating food, after we finish eating food, we take our dishes, our plates. Sometimes there is leftover food. It's taking very long for the sisters to sort between spoons and cups because people are just bringing it there and leaving it there. So please, when you have leftover food, there will be a dish for you over there where you put your leftover food. There's another dish where you put your spoons. There's a place where you put the plates, right, nicely and organized. Please, let's try to do that so that at least our sisters don't have to work too much sorting between spoons and leftover food. I'm sure you wouldn't want to do that. Otherwise, you've been wonderful. And tomorrow we are planning to have some afternoon kind of activity outside together at a place where we can light up a fire. So as soon as church finishes tomorrow, I would like to ask the young, not so young, but the brothers William and David and Harmony and Brother Taurai and Brother Faithful and the brothers here, just for us to take a walk over there to the site, to prepare it and have it ready so that when we go there to start our meeting, we'll confirm the time tomorrow at the end of the service, what time we'll be starting. But before maybe we have lunch, we can just walk there if there's time or soon after lunch and prepare the place and make it ready so that when everybody come, we don't waste time preparing again, you know. So may God bless you. Remember our curfew time. 11 o'clock, isn't it? Yes. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Let's dismiss with whatever. Why don't we continue that song? Hands, feet, tongue, as we dismiss. Amen.
I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my hands to praise the Lord. Hands, you got to praise the Lord. Got to praise the Lord. I command my hands. You got to praise the Lord. Oh, hands, you got to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord. Oh, I command my feet to praise the Lord. Oh, feet, got to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord. Oh, feet, you got to praise the Lord. Feet, you got to praise the Lord. My tongue, I command my tongue to praise the Lord. Oh, I command my tongue to praise the Lord. Tongue, you got to praise the Lord. to praise the Lord. Oh, tongue, you got to. My mouth, I command my mouth to praise the Lord. My mouth, I command my mouth to praise the Lord. My mouth, you got to praise the Lord. Oh, mouth, you got to praise the Lord. Mouth, you got to praise the Lord. Mouth, you got to praise the Lord.